and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the moment you've been waiting for since your arrival. Presented by Elite Entertainment, it's time for you all to witness the most electrifying, the most mystifying, the most mystifying show anywhere on the face of the earth. It's time for the real effing show.
Stepping through the curtain, we can see Madison and Homeless Bob entering the BA Arena.
Introducing first the sidekick for this thrill ride that is a human highlight film, the Trash Can Superman, Homeless Bob. Accompanying this carnival of thrills, spills, and kills is, of course, his publicist, the party host, Rookum Madison.
As Madison continues blowing kisses to the fans, Michael Stumper is ready to introduce our main attraction.
Now introducing the star of this show, from Toronto, Canada, he weighed in at a slim, trim, jacked 252 pounds of untouchable talent and unearthly athleticism. He is defined by defiance, the Canadian wrestle god, Absolutely.
The current part then outsteps Lee Real as the fireworks explode. In a wall of light and smoke behind him is his entourage. And as Real makes his way to the ring, listen to the crowd support the Canadian wrestle god. Finally at ringside, Real reaches underneath the apron and sliding in a ladder under the bottom ropes. It looks like Lee Real is actually defying fate.
Ready for the show, kids? To be a fucking show.
Folks, before we get to the introductions of La Sombra, let's go to the Ovaltron and let's listen to what La Sombra had to say just moments before his match with Lee Real.
And now on to the main course. Lee Real, as the world knows, me and you have an international title ladder match coming up here at Grindr, the biggest stage of them all, the granddaddy of all pay-per-views. But I know you're listening in the back, and as much respect as I have for you, as much respect as the fans have for you, there's something that needs to be said. I want you to forget about Grindr. I want you to forget about having a chance in the WEWA World Heavyweight Championship. I want you to forget about every other superstar except for that one superstar who will be standing across the ring from you when this ladder match kicks off. Because I deserve more than 100%. I deserve 110% from you. You want a match of the year? Well, you've got it right here, baby. As the world knows, I've not missed a pay-per-view since 2003. Yet every single event I've walked out of, I've walked out with my head lowered and empty-handed. It stops tonight, because tonight builds a legacy, a dynasty, for none other than yours truly.
The lights in the arena are dimly lit, washing over the crowd with green, white, and red strobe lights as the arena begins to take life. It's the Mexican flag appearing on the Ovaltron, flapping in the wind, and I'm shocked, folks, the fans are on their feet to greet the man without fear. And my God, is this place deafening or what? As the strobe lights finally leave the arena in complete darkness, you can see the name Del Hoya flash across the ring. Oh, red, white, and green smoke shoots up from the entranceway, and here comes La Sombra out of the back, accompanied by his brand new valet, Burrito Kiko. As Julio makes his way onto the ramp through the smoke, you can see him shaking his head to the beat of the music. And as the water cascades off his golden locks from left to right, Burrito continues to blow kisses and wave to the crowd, pausing only to glance with focused eyes around the arena. With an arrogant smirk, Sombra slowly lifts his hand up into the air. Burrito strikes the pose and covering her ears. Oh my God! Golden confetti shoots up from behind him, representing the Mexican Eagle with the serpent in his mouth. And Julio looks down into the crowd, and you know what? He's still not finished, folks. Raising his hands again. Oh, can you feel the energy in here tonight? Or what? As Grandpa Sombra shakes off some of the confetti from his shoulder. Here he comes down to ringside, and you can see that his eyes are locked on the international title that's hanging in the air above the arena. Flipping over the top rope and then spreading the middle and bottom ropes, Sombra makes way for Farida to enter the ring. And as promised in his interviews, Okiko must now leave ringside because Julio's afraid absolutely real might injure her. Folks, Lee Real is pretending to be asleep in the ring, and, you know, hey Lee, you finally got a taste of your own medicine, somebody with a longer introduction than you. As Julio attempts to shake hands with Lee Real, you can see the Canadian brushing off the gesture with an arrogant smirk. What a dick that Lee Real is. The entrances are over. The belt has been hung. It's Real versus Sombra for the K&M International Heavyweight Championship. And here we go. Both men sprint towards the ladder in the center of the ring and climbing from opposite sides. Sombra and Real begin throwing punches right off the bat. Lefts to the right, to the left, to the right. Julio with the nasty left stuns Lee Real and looping the Canadian's arm over his head from the opposite side of the ladder. Rodriguez lurches back in pain. And for the tights, and here they come. Oh, God. Suplex from 10 feet above. And I tell you, folks, I thought the entire ring was gonna collapse. Sombra is slow to get to his feet, as is Lee Real, and slumping over the bottom ropes, Lee Real appears to be injured already. Seeing the pain in Lee Real's eyes, Sombra makes a move towards the turnbuckle and climbing high up into the air. He's leaping off the ropes towards Real. Lowering the leg jump right across the head of Real. Lee's neck steps off the net on advance. If Lee Real thought tonight was going to be just another walk in the park, somebody had to tell him about the muggers. With Real flat on his back, Sombra now makes his way over to the ladder and lethargically climbing upwards towards the title belt. Still on the canvas, Lee Real has now managed to get to his feet, and the crowd is starting to get behind him. Real reaches up and grabbing the boot of his opponent, stops Sombra's ascent, and Real interlocks his leg. He's even with Sombra, he's pulling back on the chin. Here they come again! Oh my God! Side Canadian leg sweep from the midway point on the ladder, and that definitely had a hurt. Julio Rodrigo de Hoyos. Real limps to his feet, and you know this guy lives for pops like this. Toppling the ladder and laying it flat on the canvas. Real body slams Sombra onto the metal rungs as Sombra writhes in pain. Up to the top rope and facing towards the crowd. Real makes no time, leaping backwards, head over heels, and flipping onto Sombra with a moonsault. The Mexican Maniac begins to talk, and this ladder match is definitely taking its toll on both Julio Rodrigo de Hoyos and Lee Real. Rolling over to his side, Real now leans up the ladder against his opponent and racing to the far end of the ring. Here comes Real with a full head of steam. If you build it, he will come. Baseball fly drives the middle rungs into Julio's face. And La Sombra, I think, has been knocked out cold. Real sets up the ladder once again in the ring, and as he begins to climb, you can see Sombra fighting through the pain. He's trying to get to his feet, folks. Charging the ladder, Julio, top of Real, falls first onto the top rope, and holy peanut butter and jelly. Lee Real's nuts have just been whipped instead of chunky. Crumpling to the canvas and finally coming to rest on the middle ropes. Sombra drills Real in the face with the 4-1-1. And did you hear the sick thud of Sombra's wrestling boots smack against the nose of Lee Real? That was incredible. Fans, the ladder has now been flattened and pulling Real off the canvas. Sombra sends his opponent into the ropes with the hard Irish whip. Off the nylon and into a spin. Sombra unleashes an extreme spine buster on the ladder. And you can practically see the tears well up in Lee Real's eyes. Off the canvas and back into the corner. La Sombra applies a side headlock and racing towards the ladder. He leaps into the air looking for a bulldog, but Leo Real lifts up and counters with an atomic drop. Sombra grimaces from the anal intrusion and taking hold of the ladder. Real tosses it to Sombra. Sombra catching it. Real spins. Spin-Lorinator connects, and Julio is in deep trouble now. Setting up the ladder and telling his fans that it's all over. Lee Real begins to climb for his third time, and it doesn't appear as if La Sombra is going to recover in time. Sombra looks up from his back, and as Lee Real grabs a championship belt, Real is going to win. Sombra kicks the ladder. Real's going to let go of the belt. Look out below. Over the top rope and through the timekeeper's table. Lee Real, holy shit, has just been exterminated. Is Lee Real the living human highlight reel or what? Staggering back towards the ladder and exhausted, La Sombra sets it up in the middle of the ring, and wait a minute, why is it Sombra climbing? Masoma cannot believe what he is seeing, and quite frankly, neither can I. Lee Real just won't stay down. He wants to win this title, but the question is, does Sombra want to win worse than Real does? Leading up the ladder in the corner as Lee Real fights to return back into the ring. Sombra helps the Canadian by yanking him through the ropes with a handful of hair. Irish whip into the corner and slamming chest first into the ladder. Lee Real falls backwards in Ric Flair-like fashion. Sombra opens up the ladder and climbing up into the corner. Lee Real is in big trouble now. Sombra's climbing to the highest point and he's mocking Real. Here comes Sombra with his own version of the Mexican High Line on the Lee Real rolled out of the way and La Sombra missed. Kip up by Real, and where the hell is he getting this energy from? Pulling Sombra to his feet, Lee Real rotates into an awesome tilt-a-whirl backbreaker, and my god, he just dumped La Sombra right on the rungs of the ladder. Sombra is spitting up blood, and somebody better stop this match before both of these men kill each other. Sandwiching Sombra's head into the folds of the ladder, Lee Real looks to end the career of the Mexican Madman, and bouncing off the ropes, here comes Lee Real's version of Canadian Thunder, but Sombra pulls his hair out, and Lee Real lands on the ladder ass first, and Lee Real's plan just backfired. Real is screaming that his back has been broken, and oh my god, not that move. Hey referee, the Diablo driver is illegal here in WWE. Straddling the ladder and jamming Real's head between the thighs, a referee grabs Julio, preventing him from executing the move that Mr. Petit has banned from WWE since 2004, and Sombra is furious. Behind the referee's back, Lee Real is fiddling with something in his tights, and I cannot actually see what he is doing. Sombra shoves the referee to the side, and oh, face full of brass knuckles, and falling backwards, Julio just whacked his head on the back of the ladder. Up to the top turnbuckle goes Lee Real, leap of faith into the air, high line of the night. Off the bounce, Lee Real holds his chest in pain and scrambling to his feet. He now brings in not a 15, not a 10. He's got a 20-foot ladder and he's setting it up under the championship belt. Climbing halfway, Real looks down just to make sure La Sombra is giving chase. And the unconscious La Sombra is simply not moving, folks. I don't think there's going to be anything that's going to stop Lee Real from winning this title tonight. If Sombra starts to stir, Lee Real might have to abandon his ascent. And if he does that, who knows? It might just cost him the match. Sombra is starting to stir, and as Lee Real finally reaches the top, Real's got the championship belt and he's unhooking from the suspension cable. Sombra is now up on his feet and he's shaking the 20-foot ladder back and forth. He just knocked it from Lee Real's feet. The ladder pulls and Lee Real is now dangling above the ring by the belt, and Sombra can't believe it. It's Lee Real launching the snaps. No, Lee, it's no birthday.
Oh my god!
Lee Real has just plunged 20 feet onto the logo, and looking in his hands, you can see the Can-Am International Championship belt still firm in his unconscious grasp.
Your winner of the belt and new WEWA Can-Am International Heavyweight Champion, the Canadian Wrestle God, Absolutely!
I don't believe it, folks! Lee Real has just defeated La Sombra, but let me tell you something, that pull was simply hellacious. In my opinion, only time will tell if Lee Real's sacrifice to win this match will cost him the Grinder main event and a chance at becoming the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. As the medical team gives some crucial attention to Lee Real and La Sombra limps from the ring, let's take a break so that we can prepare you for our BACW Championship match.